Commissioner, what email system do you use there at the IRS?
What email system?
Yeah, is it Outlook? Or are you?
Yes, we have actually Microsoft. At least I have Microsoft Outlook.
So you have Microsoft. You go on there and you want to find all the items you sent under your name. How long would that take?
Well, it would take a while because they're not all on my computer. They're all stored somewhere.
Okay, so but your IT specialist, how long do you think it takes of the 90-plus thousand employees there at the IRS, how long would it find it to take to find all the emails that included her email address?
Just Lois Lerner's alone.
Just Lois Lerner. Just Lois Lerner.
It would take a while. We'd have
like
to
how long?
Well, there are millions of emails.
Minutes?
A million minutes. I don't know, but I don't think it's minutes.
I mean, that's one of the brilliance of the email system is you go in and you check the sent box, the inbox, and you suddenly have all the emails, correct?
Right. They get taken off and stored in servers, and you've got 90,000 employees, and you've got...
Anyway, I'm not asking to search. I'm asking to find one. They type in her email address.
We could find, and we, in fact, are searching. We can find Lois Lerner's emails.
And how long? How long would that take?
I have no idea how long.
Would it take a day?
As I just said, I have no idea.
Well, I just don't understand. You got a duly issued subpoena. If you were in the private sector and somebody was issued a subpoena and you didn't comply with it, what would happen to you?
For this subpoena, the court would actually rule that it's far too broad.
Oh, so you're going to make the determination.
You asked the question. Let me answer the question. In a court of law, if you provided that subpena, a judge would not enforce it because...
Stop right there. So you're going to be the judge.
I'm not being the judge. I'm just telling you what would happen.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You asked me...
You have a duly issued subpoena. Are you or are you not going to provide this committee the emails as indicated in this subpoena? Yes or no?
We have never said we wouldn't go up.
I'm asking you yes or no.
We are going to respond to the subpoena.
No, sir...
Yes, we are going to respond to the subpoena. I'm just telling you, to respond fully to the subpoena, we're going to be at this for years, not months. That's the only thing I'd like to
say. And I don't understand that.